This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. As you know, as you've seen in the news and heard in the news, one of the founding members of the legendary comedy troupe Monty Python passed away, Terry Jones. And whether you know it or not, there's kind of a local connection to Terry Jones. Bill Urban is a professor emeritus at Monmouth College and knew the late Terry Jones, and I'm pleased that he is able to talk to us tonight. Bill, thanks so much for your time. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but I know you have a good story to tell. I appreciate your time.
Well, I met Terry as a result of his book on Chaucer's Knight, and that's was quite a radical change in the interpretation of the knight. I interviewed the book, and we had a number of email exchanges and became pretty close friends as a result of that.
How long did you know him?
Yeah.
How long did you know him?
Oh, it must have been 20, 25 years, something like that.
So tell me a little bit more about how that relationship began again. You started simply with the writing that you both knew about and talked about, and it kind of flourished from there, it sounds like.
Well, I wrote a review of his book, and then he wrote me about it, and then I answered him, and it just developed from that. And he would contact me 2, 3, 4 times a year, ask about questions on medieval history, because, you know, he's a very prolific writer, and he wrote about medieval history all the time. And he had come up with an idea and then contact me to see whether or not it was solid or not.
It strikes me that his knowledge of medieval history is maybe not something a lot of people knew, or that he was so prolific in.
I think the British audience knew it better than the American. Because that's what they studied in high school. And so everybody would have been familiar with all the subjects he talked about. I think it would be a very rare high school student who would recognize any of the names that he would just drop into his conversation. But he was a widely read person and very inventive on his takes on things, so that it was very different, always very radical. You can probably get them on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially his series on the Crusades.
It sounds like, though, as knowledgeable as he was in that, I think his general sounds like he was a pretty smart person, and that probably kind of contributed to, you know, not only how he presented the Middle Ages, but how important that ended up, I imagine, being to Monty Python.
Oh, yes. Well, he wrote a lot of the Monty Python skits. He usually played the old woman or a character like that. The others get the limelight, but he was there. He was just full of life.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. It sounds like you got a lot of insight over the years into how full of life he was.
Oh, yes. Well, he didn't mind being wrong. That was one nice thing. And we didn't agree on many of the interpretations that he put, or even on politics. But friendship is not something that should be interrupted or broken up by politics. And so we got along on the things that we agreed on and liked, and he appreciated my input. I had one very memorable evening in London.
Yeah, talk about that. This is kind of a fascinating thing here.
Well, he had a busy schedule. But I was in London, and he had an opening, and so he invited me out for supper. And it was clear out at the edge of town, a marvelous view over the city. And his wife was a great cook, and he had interesting people there. And so we spent the whole time, I guess from maybe 7 till midnight, talking over a wide variety of subjects, and always with his enthusiasm, he just enjoyed being with people and talking with people. And he had a device on the top of his house. It was sort of like a telescope, and he could go around 360 degrees and look at the view that he had. And he just delighted in that.
You mentioned enthusiastic there, and something that was sent to me, in addition to likable and enthusiastic, you also talked about generous. Maybe talk about him being generous, that is. Talk a little bit about that from your perspective and maybe how that everything kind of ties into the type of person Terry Jones was.
Well, like he wrote the introduction to one of my books.
Yeah.
And he was very generous. I wouldn't have dared write that about myself. But he talked about its understanding and its wit and it being thrilling. And, you know, well, I thought it was a good book, but no author would dare write something like that about himself.
I'm sorry, Bill. Talk a bit more, if you could, maybe about that book and about the introduction and tie all that together.
Okay, it was called Medieval Mercenaries, mm-hmm. and the tie was that Terry had argued that Chaucer's knight was a mercenary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I'm talking about the history of mercenaries, the business of war subtitle, Chaucer's knight naturally fit right into it, and so he was eager to write a statement of his beliefs that war was not only wrong, but it was generally done by politicians and businessmen who wanted to get something out of it for themselves. So he didn't see very many just wars. He saw them as principally nasty business done by nasty people.
Yeah.
So what? Of course, it was a very colorful war, Hundred Years' War in particular, which is what I was dealing with mainly. Extremely bloody, and I didn't find a whole lot funny in it, but Terry Jones could, and sort of dark humor.
Do you think that helped paint the type of person he was? That sort of dark humor, at least in that subject matter, and did that kind of spread out to other areas he was interested in, do you think?
I'd say that's a good judgment of it. Not all humor can be light.
Yeah.
Life doesn't consist only of the funny parts.
Yeah, that's very true. So when he wrote this foreword for your book, I imagine you knew him pretty well already and knew kind of the type of person he was, but what did that do for you? How did that make you feel when that ended up being done? Other than, as you said, you wouldn't have written those things about yourself.
Well, my publisher liked it. And, of course, my students, whenever I would mention that, they would sort of look at me like, yeah, we know Monty Python, but who's Terry Jones?
Mm.
John Cleese got most of the... justifiably most of the attention and so forth. But they were just such a marvelous group.
Do you think that sort of comedy, that sort of Monty Python-esque comedy is... I'm concerned about your students maybe knowing Monty Python but not knowing Terry Jones. Is that sort of comedy going away, do you think?
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah?
I mean, they couldn't be produced today. Because they flouted the conventions,
mm-hmm.
and comedians can't do that anymore.
I'm almost out of time, Bill, but let me give you my last minute or so here to talk a little bit more about Terry Jones and what he ended up meaning to you as a person.
Well, Terry was just such a creative person, and even if you agreed with him or disagreed with him, you couldn't help but be impressed by the way that he just enjoyed life. It was a shame that he ended as he did. He fell into dementia several years ago. But before that, there was just nothing that he wasn't interested in. He was so active, so interested, and he really didn't care if you agreed with him or disagreed with him. He just enjoyed being with people. And I think that's a model for all of us.
Amen to that. Bill Urban, Professor Emeritus at Monmouth College, thank you so much for your time and perspective. I'm definitely sorry for your loss, but you have a great story to tell about your relationship with Terry Jones. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
We'll come back with Kim Komando in sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.